outdoors and staying with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. Is it the dad trying to get a hold of his kids? The husband trying to reconcile with his wife? Because I'm in love with you? Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think it was an important learning for me. I deal with a gentleman. I visit him probably weekly. One of many. But the recent joke I did with him is I said I have one leg up on him because he's missing a leg. He lost it several years ago. So he's in a motorized chair. He's actually older than me. So we've talked several times. The last time I've talked with him, talked about some of the things I do, and you know we talk often the fact because I see him when I'm walking by his house, so I stop in, often the conversation comes up how far I've walked, I talked about going to Daybreak, visiting people there, and other things, and some of the other work I did, and his response was, "You have purpose." And you could see the reaction from him. And so it hit me. How do I respond to him? How do I encourage a man, another human being created in the image of God? Because, yes, I have purpose, and he's stuck in a chair and really is a liability. But he's not alone. He has a lady with him. And so I've thought about it. Would I rather be stuck in a chair because I had a leg surgically removed have my lady with me, or have all these purposes, all these things to do, and be alone? The answer is easy. Dorothy Jane, I love you.